Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday, February the 13th. Guys, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Don't let me down. Flowers, candy, restaurants, kindness. Get to it. It's wonderful to have you with us today. We are in the middle, actually a little beyond the middle, of a magnificent series on hope that Derek Prince has been teaching us. One that I love because it comes out of his own experience and battles with hopelessness. And Derek has been particularly focusing, at least in his teaching yesterday, on the idea that we have hope in this world because if we're serving God and obeying Him, that He works everything together for our good. And I want to emphasize that for just a moment before we head into today's teaching. The idea that no matter what befalls you, our God is able to work it together for your good. You know, I have been through, I've had a marvelously blessed life and had very little personal suffering, but I did have one circumstance that was just horrible. And yes, I was even close to suicide. It was painful. It was terrible. But I'll have to tell you, God has so redeemed on the other side of that, that it's almost as though it was intended, because He so perfectly stitched together everything so it just fit beautifully and seamlessly with the fabric of my life. Just wonderful. And so that's what God does when you serve Him. Today, Derek's going to be talking about the hope we have in the life to come. We want to hear this because our generation is living in a great deal of hopelessness, not only about this life, but the life to come. So let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on hope.
In my talk yesterday, I spoke about hope in this life, that is, within the time framework of life on this earth. And I shared the great scriptural basis for never failing hope for this life. Found in Romans 8:28, we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. That's a basis for never-failing optimism. No matter what happens, no matter what the appearances, no matter what the situation, if we love God and if we are walking in accordance with His purpose and calling in our life, then everything that happens, He causes to work together for good to us. It may not appear so at the time, but it will work out that way. And so we can say, as David said in Psalm 27:13, I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Well, in my talk today, I'm going to take this theme of hope one step further. I'm going to be speaking about hope in death. First of all, we all need to face the fact that sometime we are going to die, unless we are believers and the Lord Jesus returns first. But if we are realistic, we will face the fact that death is an appointment for all of us that we cannot fail to keep. This is stated very clearly in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment. Notice that word, appointed. It's an appointment. You may miss every appointment you make on earth. You may never turn up at the right time or the right place. But this appointment you will keep. It's an appointment with death. And bear in mind, too, that death is not the end. We do not just cease to exist. We simply pass out of this world into another mode of existence. And there is something beyond death. It is the judgment of God. It is appointed unto men to die once, but after this comes judgment. We are all going to have to answer to Almighty God for the lives we've led. And one thing primarily we'll have to answer about is how we have responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ, if we've heard it. Religion that offers hope only for this life cannot meet man's deepest need. And to my understanding, the Christian faith is the only faith that has a real and positive answer to man's need concerning death. The Christian life offers hope beyond the grave. This is stated by Paul in very vivid terms in 1 Corinthians 15:19. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. If our Christian faith were only for this life, then we would be the most pitiful of all people on the earth. We would be self-deluded. We'd be walking in a dream, in a fantasy. But the truth of the matter is that faith in Christ takes us through death, through the puddles of the grave, and into an eternal life with Christ in the next world. You see, the Bible specifically offers hope in death. And this not merely in the New Testament. I meet quite a number of people who say, well, the Old Testament doesn't say anything about life after death. That's a complete mistake. I can't take time now, but there are many passages of the Old Testament that specifically speak about life after death and even portray the kind of experience that some people will have in the next world. They're to be found in the prophet Ezekiel and elsewhere. But let's take two statements from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. You can pile up all the money and all the wealth, but as everybody knows, you can't take it with you. Death is the end of all that. It does you no good whatever in the day of death. But on the other hand, righteousness delivers from death. Righteousness is a way of escape from the bitterness and the crushing burden of death. This is stated again also in Proverbs 14:32. When calamity comes, the wicked are brought down, but even in death, the righteous have a refuge. Or another translation says, have confidence or have hope. Notice that again. When calamity comes, the wicked are brought down. They have no answer for calamity. It snuffs them out. It finishes them off as far as this life is concerned. But even in death, the righteous have a refuge. That's the Old Testament, not the New. In just a moment, we'll look on to the New Testament and see what that has to say about the refuge that the righteous have in their death.
You know, some people might consider it depressing to consider death, but you know, the book of Ecclesiastes says death is the destiny of all men, and the living should take it to heart. Derek's teaching us to take death to heart and consider it, and yet do so in hope. There's so much more wonderful material to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Faith. Explore the mystery, promises, and powers of genuine faith as you read the insightful book, Faith to Live By. In it, Derek Prince answers your questions about faith and reveals how to pray effectively, understand spiritual gifts, and truly enjoy an abundant life. In this easy-to-read book, based solidly on the Scriptures, you'll discover what God is saying to you. Order your copy of Faith to Live By now for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Faith to Live By is a hope-filled resource for every Christian who wants to receive the promises of a faith-filled life. Order now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday. Hopefully you've been with us both today thus far and yesterday, as well as all last week, where Derek Prince has been teaching us on hope. If you haven't been, log on to the website at derekprince.org, and you'll be able to review not only this teaching, but many, many others. Now, Derek is going to teach us some powerful things about how calamity and hardship not only allow us to live out our hope, but also test who we really are. Let's listen.
What the Old Testament states briefly concerning hope in death is brought fully out into the open and into the light in the New Testament. For example, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, Paul speaks about the grace that we receive through faith in Jesus Christ. And he points out to us that this grace didn't begin in time, that it's eternal. It was in the mind of God before creation ever took place. This is what he says, very vivid and beautiful words. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. You see, you're not an accident looking for somewhere to happen. You're part of God's eternal plan. Before the world was created, he knew you, he knew your name, he had a plan for your life. And having chosen you in Christ, he gave you the grace that would be needed for you to fulfill that plan. But it wasn't revealed until Jesus came. So the next verse says, "But it," that's the grace, "has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Isn't that a beautiful phrase? Jesus, by his own death and resurrection, has destroyed death, and he has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. You know, the word gospel means good news. That surely is good news, that someone on our behalf, Jesus Christ, has destroyed death, and in place of death, he's made life and immortality available to everyone who believes. This is more fully unfolded by Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 and following. I'll read these verses. They're so beautiful. "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope." You remember that last week we spoke about those who have no hope, those who are without Christ. What a tragic phrase that is. The Bible only speaks about death as falling asleep if it's the death of a believer, because he's falling asleep, but he's going to awaken. And then Paul gives the reason why we don't need to grieve like the rest who have no hope. "We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." The resurrection of Christ is the guarantee of our resurrection if we are believers in him. We identified him with him in death, in burial, and in glorious resurrection. Paul continues, "According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep." In other words, those believers who are on earth when the Lord returns will not meet the Lord any sooner than those who've died, because those who've died will be resurrected first, then the living will be caught up. This is what Paul goes on to explain. "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God." Three glorious sounds are going to be heard at that instant. The Lord's command, that's the command of the Lord Jesus to the believing dead to come out of their graves. You see, when he gave that one command to Lazarus, Lazarus came out, but he had to name him. He said, "Lazarus, come out," because if he hadn't named him, all the dead would have come out. But now he's going to call forth out of the dead all those who've died in him. That's his loud command. At the same time, there'll be the voice of the archangel calling the whole creation to attend to what God is doing, and the trumpet call of God. One of the purposes of a trumpet call in the Bible is to gather God's people together for a solemn meeting. So there's the command of the Lord, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet call of God, and then the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. I like that word, forever. No more parting. If you stand at the deathbed of a loved one who knows the Lord, there is a parting, there is a sadness, there is a grief. I've experienced that in my own life. But it's not a final parting. It's only for a time. There'll be a reunion. We'll be reunited with the Lord, and being reunited with the Lord, we'll be reunited with one another. You see, there's such awful heaviness, such awful bitterness in the death of those who do not know the Lord, but such wonderful assurance and peace in the death and passing of those who do. And so Paul says, therefore, encourage each other with these words. These are days in which we need encouraging words. Let me encourage you with those words as I close. If you know Jesus, death is not the end. It's really the doorway into a new and glorious eternity. You'll not forever be separated from the loved ones who know him. We shall all be reunited with the Lord and with one another.
I love the truth that the way that we confront hardship and calamity tests who we are. That the Bible says calamity snuffs out the unrighteous, but the righteous have a refuge. The righteous are tested and are revealed by the hardship they endure. When we come back, we're going to have a special guest in the studio as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It may be a feeling you just can't shake. Plenty of frustration and irritation, but hardly any lasting satisfaction. What causes this gloom? In his classic teaching, Release from the Curse, Derek Prince explores the possible spiritual reasons why your life may lack the sunshine of God's blessings. In this special audio CD teaching, Derek explains the reality and nature of curses and blessings, presents a wealth of scripture identifying true curses, and expertly explains how to be free of them. For a limited time, we want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount. Call 800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Thank you for your financial support of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or send your gift securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today. And we also have in the studio today David Holland, who's one of the producers of the show and a frequent guest. Dave, great to have you here.
Well, thanks. Hi, Stephen.
We're going to be talking about a guy I really admire today and hearing his actual voice on the air. His name is Ross Patterson. Tell us a little bit about him.
Oh, Ross is a very special guy. Of course, listeners of this program are accustomed to hearing a distinguished British accent. Well, they'll hear another one in this conversation that we're about to listen to, where we chat with Ross. Ross is the director of DPM China and has been for many years. And China is one of those spots around the globe where truly astonishing work has been done by Derek Prince Ministries and has been done for many years by the grace of God.
Well, one of the stories that I love about Ross that I want people to know before they hear his voice is a story I put in the biography. Ross was in the north part of England in York. He was walking on a racetrack praying one day, asking God what God wanted him to do next. And the Lord said to him, take Derek Prince into China. He wasn't even sure, Ross wasn't even sure, if God was saying, take the man or take the ministry or whatever. He didn't know. Eventually, the two met, and now, years and years later, millions and millions of pieces of literature from Derek Prince Ministries have gone into China. It's unbelievable.
That's right. Those who are new to this ministry or are not extremely familiar with the scope of Derek Prince Ministries are about to get some insights that will bless them and, I think, amaze them. Let's listen. Ross, great to see you today. Now, start by telling us a little bit about your background and how you got connected with Derek Prince Ministries.
I worked as a missionary in Taiwan 69 to 79. Around 83, God said, take Derek Prince into China. We began 84 with radio broadcasts. We moved to Singapore in 1994 to set up a base there in Asia. And so we do four things. We do literature, obviously, which is Derek's books in Chinese. We do CD, VCD, that is overdubbing Derek in Chinese. And also CD. We get his radio programs and put them onto CD and mass distribute. Thirdly, we do, as I say, radio programs. We've done that about 20 years. And fourthly, we have a Chinese website with readable or downloadable materials.
Wonderful. Really, really amazing. So tell me a little bit about what's going on now. What's the current atmosphere like in China?
Current environment, as I speak, is as tough as we've known it in 10 years. The new president, who has a regime that is threatened in a number of ways, and so is cracking down on any voice of dissent. We have an expression, Neijin Wai Song, which means tight on the inside, loose on the outside. The shop front China is department stores, is now the fourth strongest economy in the world, is a country that in 2008 will host the Olympics. But behind that, in terms of human rights, in terms of a number of things, and in terms of unofficial Christianity, there is a real clampdown going on. There's also huge heresy in China. There's something we often quote called lightning from the east, Dongfang Shandian, which says that Jesus really didn't cut it and has been replaced by a woman from central China who is the new Messiah. I mean, it's incredible to us. How could you possibly believe that some Chinese woman in the 21st century could replace Jesus? But apparently people believe that. 2-3 years ago, they arrested 30 leaders of one of the main house church groups. And by house church, I'm meaning anywhere between 2 and 5 million people. And they, in fact, kidnapped them and attempted to brainwash them. So to insert Derek's teaching is absolutely critical. So now we have produced about 1.5 million copies of the Foundation series over the last 10 to 15 years. And yet, in northeast China this year, I was teaching one of the house church groups, and they followed up by saying, could you give us 100,000 copies for one group of Derek's Foundation series? Another guy came to us, we've worked with him for many years. He said, do you mind? We've actually printed at our own expense 150,000 of the Foundation series.
That's really astonishing. Tell us a little bit about the importance of that kind of activity and that kind of work on the youth and the young people of China.
The younger people coming to Christ have zero background. They're brought up in atheistic communism or could be from Buddhism. So they've absolutely no background as to what or who Jesus is. I think of a house church leader I met. Now, this was about 20 years ago. And he is now leader of a major house church network. He was saved because a visiting evangelist came to his family who were all sick and very poor and said, oh, by the way, Jesus heals. And he prayed for them, they sought God, and they were all healed. Now, the problem is you've encountered Jesus, but you have absolutely no idea of who or what he is. You may not even have a copy of the Bible. So the intention is get scriptures into their hands, get foundational teaching into their hands, so that they can be established in the Word. They treasure a teaching book. They treasure radio.
What important and rewarding work that has to be, Ross. People are just very, very spiritually hungry there, aren't they?
When I or colleagues go in and do training sessions with believers, they will want you to teach nonstop. That's the kind of hunger you're encountering. So to put materials through radio, through the website, through books, through VCDs and DVDs, you're putting materials in the hands of people who really, really want to learn about God. These people are hungry for God's Word.
Mm. Ross, thank you so much for that little window of insight onto what's going on the other side of the world. And thank you for your time and for sharing it with us.
You know, it moves me that there's such progress for the gospel in China, especially through DPM, because China is really coming online as an economic world power.
That's right, for better or for worse. And it's much more likely to be for better if the gospel is able to continue to grow and thrive and prosper there. Think for a moment how important some signature Derek Prince teachings are to that particular culture with that particular history. For example, the breaking of generational curses or being free from the curse. How very profoundly important are those teachings where you have a culture that for millennia has been steeped in superstition, and then now for 50, 60 years has been in an atheistic stranglehold of a totalitarian communism. And now this teaching is permeating the underground church there. And it's very, very important. And speaking of being released from the curse, that is our special thank you gift for the friends and partners of this ministry this week who can share a gift of any amount. We have a special teaching by Derek called Release from the Curse, Live in the Sunlight of God's Blessing. This is a 2-audio CD teaching by Derek, and it is our thank you gift to any friend of this ministry who can share a gift of any amount at this time. They can do so by going online at derekprince.org, also a great place to learn more about everything DPM is doing in China, or you can do it by phone by calling 1-800-448-3261. We're so grateful to those who can share with this ministry, help us continue to bring it to you, and help us with worldwide outreach to bringing it to these really important places around the globe.
Dave, always great to have you with us.
Oh, what an honor.
And that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's practical book, Faith to Live By, for only $8.95 when you call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you a CD copy of Derek's powerful message, Released from the Curse, as our way of saying thank you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.